What, sorry?
Mangin.
Well, sometimes. No, I like it when people join in. Some people don't know words. But they can make a noise, can't they? Munging. Well, look, I would Google it, but I'm at work. So it would probably be best if you just told us what munging is. What's munging?
Well, you know you said about the graveyard thing, sex in the graveyard.
Sex in a graveyard. Yes, I did make a joke about that earlier.
It's when they dig up a corpse.
Well, it's when you dig up a corpse.
And they gang bang it.
And you they... I think everyone's jumped ahead to how does he know this? The problem with the necrophiliacs is they think they're going to get away with it. But they won't. They'll be caught eventually. Some rotten cunt will split on them. Right there. That can't be real, can it? You've got another one. Are you at the early show because an ankle tag's about to go off? Is that like... Do you call them ankle tags? I call it chav nav. Good to know where he is. Go on, what's... Go, please, sir.
The gangbang party pump...
The gangbang party pump the corpse, yes.
And then they draw straws.
And then they draw straws. It's a very civilized moment in that evening. A gang of ne'er-do-wells. Guys you met in prison, I would imagine, on the special non-swing have... Okay. Picture the scene. They've all fucked a corpse to completion. And then it's, gentlemen, it's time to draw straws. It feels almost like this definitely doesn't happen. But go on, they draw straws.
Mouth over the orifice.
Mouth over the orifice and then... They jump on it and then it squirts out. Well, it's a lot, isn't it? I think we can all pretty much guarantee that never happened. But Christ, I'm interested in you. What's your name, my friend?
Guy.
Your guy. Surprising lack of detail your parents gave. Should we call him Guy? Is it a boy? Yeah, it's a guy. Who's this? Some guy. Very non-specific name. All right, Guy? What do you do, Guy? You're what, sorry? You go on, what do you do?
Yeah, I work, plaster.
You plaster? Corpses? I'll be like a fucking ice rink when I'm finished with it. Come on, lads. I've forgotten the straws. I've ruined the evening. You're a fucking maniac, but I like you a lot. Thanks for joining in.
What's the worst thing you've ever heard during a show?
The worst thing I've ever heard during a show? I don't know where you were 20 seconds ago, but this guy. And I mean that literally and figuratively.
Do you own any leisure wear?
Do I own any leisure wear? Are you trying to seduce me? I feel like you're trying to seduce me. Do you own any leisure wear? Like a strap-on. Like, well, depends what you do with your leisure time. Yeah, I mean, I occasionally dress down, but I always dress up for shows. I hope this is okay. It's beige. But I always dress up for shows because I think it's sort of a mark of respect. People have come out and they've paid good money for a show. I think the least you could do is fucking put a tie on. Not you, obviously. You look terrible, all of you. What have you come as? The world's biggest fucking toddler. What's that? Look at the state of it. Jesus. Who did your haircut at the council? I imagine you are considered quite the card at the local Wetherspoons. It's a joke. He's not allowed in Wetherspoons. What's your name, my friend?
James.
James. James, like he's just recovered from a stroke. James. What do you do, James?
Just finished uni.
What's doing? You finished uni? Yeah. You've just finished uni? Yeah. You look 45. The fuck are you talking about?
James. James.
It's how he pronounces it. It's not the same name as James.
James.
How old are you, my friend?
I'm 23.
You're 23? Can you just show people, can you stand up and show people? Because I don't think I'm wrong. Can everyone just maybe look under your seats? Has anyone seen his neck? Have a look round. Maybe somewhere. Yeah, he wasn't able to turn his head and look at you, was he? He had to stand up and turn around because... That bit's fucking missing from our James. What did you study? I'm going to guess astrophysics. Go on, what did you study?
Quantity surveying?
Yeah. I imagine for you that involved going, there are three apples. There are two bananas. There are no donuts because I fucking ate them all. I fucking love it, man.
Who's the biggest comedian you could take in a fight?
Who's the biggest comedian I could take in a fight? It's a great question. Greg Davis. Not a chance in fucking hell. He's 6 foot fucking seven. He's a fucking giant. I had a party a while back, and Greg Davis was there, and Steve Merchant was there, and they were having a conversation above us. It's like being kids again. What are the grown-ups talking about? I don't know. I don't think it'd be great in a fight. I don't know. Maybe Richard Iwan. No way could I take Richard. I think I could probably take Catherine Ryan. What?
John Richardson.
Shh, he might be here. Josh Widdicombe I could take. Yeah, I feel confident in this. Feels like we're having an auction now of. Comedians I think I could take in a fight. Sure, what the... What's he? Warwick Davis. I don't know about Warwick Davis. I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him. In 2020, I tried to take my own life and didn't see a way out of my depression. Your shows on Netflix and clips on social media gave me something to laugh about when all I saw was darkness. I've been out of hospital for 2 years now and finally get to see you live with my wonderful partner, Hannah. Thanks for being the light in the dark. Perfect. If you want to say hello, you can say hello now. You can come backstage after the show and say hello. If you want to say hello now, you're more than welcome. Where are you? Where, sorry? Can we turn up the lights? Is that okay? Hey, man. I teared up a little. I'm so thrilled with that. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's very odd. It's a very odd thing, and obviously it's nothing to do with me. But it's a lovely thing. I'm glad you said that because I think a lot of people, when they see that, they go, "Oh, I can sort of see beyond it." Yeah. And the honesty to send in a message.
It takes time, but it gets better.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. amazing. And thank you, Hannah, as well. I know it's like, it's with any of that, it's that thing of, I think sometimes when you're depressed, it's about being an individual. You're on your own. You're sort of in your own head. And we've all got dispersed identities. Our identities are who we are with our friends, with our family, with our other halves. And when you go to that, it's sort of better. So thank you for being there for him as well. That's amazing. That's really made my day. That's made my week. Incredible.
Darkest joke.
What's your darkest joke? I'll tell some fucking edgy jokes at the end. Don't panic. There's no chance of you leaving here going, no, it's pretty mild. We'll get there. What's your name, my friend?
James.
What do you do, James?
Drive.
It feels like you I mean, just going on, I know you can't judge a book by its cover, but you can tell the price. It feels... This is in the bargain bin. This is... It feels like a lot of your driving probably involves four guys getting into the car and going, fucking go, James, fucking go! I think I killed him. Go! Who do you drive for, James? Yep, got it. I can't continue this conversation without my brief. Go on, who do you drive for, James? You can tell us.
I don't want a name drop.
You don't want a name drop?
DJs.
No, yeah, you're right not to name drop. I think, you know, the Queen always said to me, she said... DJs, celebrities, anyone that wants a driver that will sell them coke. This guy.
What's it like being a Funko Pop?
What's it like being a what?
Funko Pop, the big head things.
What's it like being a Funko Park?
Funko Pop!
Funko Park? Have you just realised you can't speak? It's because it's a very interesting mix. Often you get people that can't speak, but they lack confidence. Right? Or you get people that can speak and they're very confident. Yeah? But you're an interesting mix. Don't know how words work. Fuck are you talking about? What's it like being a fucker park? I don't know, man. Well, let's start with the basics. What's your name? Come on, you'll know this. What is it?
Ryan.
Okay. Oh, they fucking roll the dice on that speech impediment. We'll call him Ryan. We'll see. Might have to change it. And what were you asking? What's it like being a...
Funko Pop. It's a toy with a big head.
A Funko Pub. A Funko Pop. It's a toy with a big head. A Funko Pop. It's not a reference I'm familiar with, Ryan. Because I'm a fucking grown-up. What do you do, Ryan? What do you do for a living?
Cook.
You cook. I cook. I, comedian. Feels like a mildly racist cowboy movie now. What do you cook? Because there's different, there are chefs. You know you're a chef if your work is done when the souffle rises. And you know you're a cook if your work is done when the microwave goes poppity ping. Where do you work? You work at Wetherspoons. Cook. You're not a cook, you're a microwave technician. Fucking great. Could, look, ask him for a friend. He's a driver, he's been barred from Wetherspoons. Could he get back in? And who are you here with? Who's this?
That's my girlfriend.
Is it? What's your name, love?
Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. Feels like you could have done better. What are you getting back at your dad for, Danielle? She's only in this for the free nuggets.
Where did you get your hair from? Tappy carpet.
Where'd you get your hair from? And then somehow your speech impediment has has been transposed onto this guy. Where did you get your hair from? Tappy carpets? The fuck is tappy carpets? What the fuck is tappy carpets? It's a carpet place. Yeah. Where'd you get your hair from? Tappy carpets. What's tappy carpets? Oh, it's a butcher's in the high street. Yes, it's a carpet place. It's not a fucking world famous carpet place. It might be. It isn't.
What
grades
will you give
to a baby? What baby? What baby? I don't know this one, but come on, join in. What
grades will you give to a baby?
Yes, you're saying the same thing. Bob Bates said a baby. What's that?
Oh, I'm not fucking saying it.
Oh, come on, man! Home Bargains, we found you a friend. It's not just me, is it? I mean, this is... I don't need to buy any fruit and veg and or pegs. Just slow it right down, my friend. This is probably... In the bar, I'm sure this would work, but you're in an auditorium. Go on. Go for it, mate.
I said, what breaks when you give it to a baby?
What breaks when you give it to a baby? What breaks when you give it to a baby? What breaks when you give it to a baby? What breaks when you give it to a baby? The pelvis.
Oh, for fuck's sake, no. Oh.
It's an excellent joke. What breaks when you give it to a baby? What breaks when you give it to a baby? The pelvis. It's... I think we could remix it. It could be a hit. Okay. If only you could talk. Shut up. Go on then, I'll have some pegs. Fuck me. Any other... Great fucking joke, by the way. Great pub joke. Any other... Your dad's in. Genuinely, any lesbians in? There must be some. What's your name?
Laura.
Hi, Laura. You here with a partner, Laura?
No, my sister.
Your sister? Well, I don't approve, but I admire honesty. It's not inbreeding, is it? They can't... What, sorry?
Adopted, it's fine.
You're adopted, it's fine. I don't know if it's fine. I think smashing pasties with your stepsister... it's definitely a grey area. Well, it might not be a grey area. I don't know how old she is, and if she shaves it. Hello, I wanted to tell you about Jimmy Carr Roadkill. It's all my favourite heckle moments from 2025. I've had an amazing year, primarily because people shout out stuff at gigs, and those are the bits that I haven't heard before. So please enjoy. These are, my favourite moments from 2025. Jimmy Carr Roadkill. Click here to watch.